America's growing economy is also a changing economy. As technology transforms the way almost every job is done, America becomes more productive and workers need new skills. Much of our job growth will be found in high-skilled fields like healthcare and biotechnology. So we need skills to find good jobs in our new economy.
The president really talked about a different country from the country that a lot of people are living today.
To make insurance more affordable, Congress must act to address rapidly rising health care costs. Small businesses should be able to band together and negotiate for lower insurance rates so they can cover more workers with health insurance. I urge you to pass association health plans.
There's nothing in what the president said tonight that will make health insurance more affordable or more available to the average American.
If judges insist on forcing their arbitrary will upon the people, the only alternative left to the people would be the constitutional process. Our nation must defend the sanctity of marriage.
He talks about a savings account. Most people can't even save money right now.
These numbers confirm that the American people are using their money far better than government would have, and you were right to return it.
I would not have ordered that war against Iraq. There were other ways to do the job. Now that we're there, we're going to have to succeed. He got us into a war we didn't have to fight.
From the beginning, America has sought international support for our operations in Afghanistan and Iraq, and we have gained much support. There is a difference, however, between leading a coalition of many nations and submitting to the objections of a few. America will never seek a permission slip to defend the security of our country. Had we failed to act, Security Council resolutions on Iraq would have been revealed as empty threats, weakening the United Nations and encouraging defiance by dictators around the world. Iraq's torture chambers would still be filled with victims, terrified and innocent. The killing fields of Iraq, where hundreds of thousands of men and women and children vanished into the sands, would still be known only to the killers. For all who love freedom and peace, the world without Saddam Hussein's regime is a better and safer place.
Vince McMahon has himself a new announcer.
He did sound like Jesse Ventura a little bit.
I think it was really different. I think he was just like growling and yelling and screaming and saying, you know, like if he was like in a wrestling team or something.